The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year. For John Allen, unbeatable deals at John Allen Better Home Living.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussey, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Well, put it this way, Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to.
Oh. Taggart goes bang!
Like the little master, I went, yeah, Sachin Ten Taggart.
Del Santo, skillful.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
You know that I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. And I'll continue to be great.
I need a little bit of Liam time.
You get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Yes, and watch the space on the daytime. It might feature in a moment Of course, it's for John Allen Better. Now, get this, Picks. Run out model TVs 20% off. Samsung, LG, TCL and a Hisense. And 25% off beds, King Coil, Sealy, and Posturepedic. How good's this? At John Allen Better, run out model TVs, 20% off Samsung, LG, TCL, and Hisense. Knox Ozone, tell them Pick sent you. Go and see old mate Brendan, great friend of the program. He's on the tools. He'll be there this morning, and he'll sort you out if you're a friend of the show. Right, leaderboard, 55 to Diesel. 39 to Tag, and I think the track producers have gone to sleep this week, to be honest.
Oh,
there's
no.
50 instances, and I'm just not sure that's showing up in the numbers. 31 to Pixie. Corey Williams is there at 16. Fitzmagic at 10. And the Real Grand Denyer Television Grand Denyer and the Motorsport Grand Denyer all on 10. Right.
Can we say Corey Homicide Williams?
Yes,
I'd prefer to do that because when you say Corey Williams, I think of Corey Worthington.
Okay, very cool.
And it's not him. He called in once, Corey Worthington.
Let's get started. And there's a lot of little ones to kick off. So just bear with me. One vote to Tim Watson.
You got yourself back up on the top rung.
Top tier Tim, yes.
Top tier Tim gets another vote.
Just one vote.
And progresses. One vote also to the man they call Luke Kemp.
Yeah, I am. Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. And Blake Lively.
Yeah. Oh, you know about Blake Lively.
I've met her.
Oh. Yep.
One vote. And, of course, the man that JB calls Luke. Right. You'll hear him a bit later on.
With Adam.
This morning. One vote goes to Adam Tomlinson for this.
Well, I think as soon as you went down, all the back six, we all looked at each other and they just said, oh, if you go, Tomo, go to the goal square. But
just a sneaky one.
Just one. Yep.
One vote to Russell Robertson. Yes.
Tassie Footy League said it was our video. We're taking the car. You can't have it. Like, how can you do that to a 17-year-old kid? But apparently they sold the car and put some lights around the footy training oval. Didn't even call them the Robbo lights. I just can't believe it. But anyway, I got drafted, so I won at the end of the day, didn't I?
Yes. No, just the one vote, though.
Well, the Robbo lights. Robbo. And Mick Barlow gets one for a bit of a tenuous story insertion.
Too late, but Errol Goulden. All he needs is 60 Supercoach points, I think, to break a 12-year record that's been in place since my first year on the scene there, Bob. But
just one vote. Very lucky, Mick.
Not bad.
Now we don't want to put him off. It's his first game coaching today.
It is. Oh, good luck.
Good luck to the Werribee boys.
Good friend of the show. Two votes to Bradley Beal. Basketball, yeah? Bradley Beal?
I don't know who Bradley is. Oh, yeah. I thought there was something to do with hair.
Have a listen.
That mean if you got dreams to get into the league, you got to play me. You got to guard me. And guess what? Can't none of y'all guard me. Ain't none of y'all taking my job. I'm chilling. I can retire today and live on the beach for the rest of my life. And my mom and dad not work another day. Or my brothers.
A bit fruity.
It was fruity. It's two votes, sir. And it was self-confidence. Now, three votes to the great David Campese. I love your after-dinner story when you talk about the way Campese walked into Geelong for that Ford promotion back in the day and Gary Albert certainly didn't know who he was. Didn't mean to run the tag on you, but that's the joke he rolled.
You just run the tag. I've got to do it for something on Monday. Thanks for that.
Anyway, if you hear that story on Monday, this is how it ends. Gary looks up from the mattress.
Yeah, right. I won't do it, Hutchie. I'm doing it for you. You're going to ruin it for me.
Anyway, David Campese gets three votes. Pretty humble, Campese.
Oh, yeah.
What I could do is I could sidestep, I could swerve, I could do the goose step, I could chip and chase, and I could pass. So watching somebody who could do one thing to watching someone who can do five things, I thought, well, he's not sure what I was going to do.
that's a normal discussion with him.
Well, it was so he didn't have to even
break really stride. Go. He didn't break stride.
I can run. I can catch. I can kick.
No, that's how he is in normal chats.
Yeah, he was a polarizing figure. Was he? But a
God, what a wonderful player.
But two lots of five to finish with.
Mm-hmm.
One of which moves from 5 to 10, and that is, of course, of a daytime.
Gets himself
into the top five at least.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is, Dwayne Russell, for this during the week.
And Hutchie did say that there's a certain amount of hours of Dwayne Russell that's too much. I was getting close to the Dwayne Russell overkill point.
The Dwayne Russell overkill point.
Yeah, well, it's worthy of five. He's only on 10 votes, though. Disappointing.
You know why I was getting overkill?
Why?
Well, because you can hear Dwayne Russell. Well, you can hear him on Instagram. You can hear him on... Yeah.
Of a daytime.
Daytime. But a drum roll to finish if we can. Enjoyed this. And I'll tell you what, Malcolm Blight's had his jersey retired for winning three. If this man did radio daily rather than weekly on sports day, if he got half volleys like this more often, like Blighty gets in Adelaide, he'd be in the Blight conversation, I think, Pix.
It sounds like it.
He is the great, the legendary. He'd be out walking the dog this morning too, having a listen. Lee Matthews. Here it is.
All right, Lee, can you tell us about the day you kicked 11?
What, the two times? Which one do you want? Found a lot of the ball that day too, so it was probably the best game we ever played, to be honest. I had about 40 touches and kicked the 11 goals, so it was an amazing, amazing game. The second time is, I think, 82, when I was mainly playing like full forward and kicked 11 against Melbourne at the MCG. Yeah, you feel like you're in pretty good touch when that's happening.
Well, of course, he's the only one who doesn't get offended being compared to is Dusty, of course, which he said, straight-faced.
That's 10 votes in itself.
Yep.
So that comment.
There you go. So the leaderboard, the IMR Tradies Insurance open line, by the way.
What does Lethal go to? He's had two goes at this.
He's open now. 1-300-2355-48 to join the conversation. 1-300-2355-48. And the password is Steak and Kidney for the Punters Club today.
Steak and Kidney.
Get your entries in. Diesel 55.
That's on the back of one interview,
One glorious game. David Taggart, 39. I don't know what he's bribing them with chocolate or something during the week. They're not getting the audio. Something's going on there. Old mate picks on 31. And the big mover, of course, is of a daytime who moves to 10. And he finished much stronger last year than this year. He's been a little bit underwhelming to date. Hopefully he's just starting to find his own self-importance range again, picks.
He'll find his range.
Coming into a big year. So there you go. And that's all for John Allen Better. And don't forget the 20% off deals at the moment at Noxozone.
Why are you going dark there, Hutch?
The lights on the floor here in Sydney have gone off a couple of times in the last couple of minutes.
You look like you're in a disco.
I'm in the...
They're just people that are listening. They're just tuned in. Yeah, Hutchie's in Sydney and I'm in Melbourne, but I've got a big Zoom screen of Hutchie here, which is not ideal. But he's got his lights going on and off like a disco in the background there.
I'm in the phone box studio. We're just a little bit under.
Do they know who you are yet?
I got mistaken for Nick Davis the other day.
Nick Davis. Oh, Davo. He's doing something for us up there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's on air next door right now.
Is he?
He's doing the Sydney show.
So you walked in by mistake and they said, oh, g'day, Nick. Did you say I'm the boss, you peanuts?
No, I didn't. Anyway, after 10, Margaret's going to join us. She'll be up and about a bit with her blues and her horses.
There's two in a row.
Getting very close to running. Great day of racing today, Pix. Have your egg flips arrived yet for the championships?
Not yet. I did go through the fields last night because I've got radio meeting today and then I've got radio tonight this afternoon. So I've got a full day today, actually, 8 hours of it today. So I had to get it shop early, as they say, Craig. So I've had a couple of early punts.
All right, we'll get to Trixie a little bit later on this morning. Yeah, big hour after 10. Margaret, off the records of beauty, and a whole lot more. It's all for Maccas and for Tyre Power. This is Off the Bench, right around Australia. It's great to have you coming.